Well, we want to read through the text with you before we start the sermon. So if you are reading English,
他们有没有那些孩子没有那些孩子有
yeah,
right.
All right, so if you have your English version with you, because I use the ESV English Standard Version, I will invite you to read it with me. Okay, I'm going to read it. Let's read this together, and then you know, Brother Yu will read the text in Chinese. 1, 2, 3. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
好，谢谢。我们现在一起读中文好不好？约翰福音第二章第一节，请。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在哪里？耶稣和他的门徒也被请去服席。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有成相干，我的时候还没有到。他母亲对他们说，他告诉你们什么你们就做什么。照约翰与洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，他刚倒满了水，他们就倒满了，打老缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送回去。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是从哪里来的，只有倒水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来对他说，人都是先摆上上好酒，你要把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Okay, let's pray.
祷告。
Our Father in heaven, this is your word.
亲爱的上帝啊，这是你的话语。
This is not from human wisdom.
不是人的智慧。
This is wisdom from above.
这是你的话语。
This is about your son.
这是关于你儿子的。
Your son is the wisdom of God.
你的儿子就是神的。
His entire life is the wisdom of God.
他的一生就是神的智慧。
His teaching, his miracle, everything that he have done reveal to us who you are.
他的神迹，他的话语就显出你是谁。
I pray that today, as we approach this story,
我祷告今天在我们讲这个故事的时候，
we shall see your glory.
我们能够看见你的荣耀了。
It's not the kind of human glory that people seeking to see.
这不是人的荣耀，不是人所求的荣耀。
But it's the glory of your Son.
是你独生爱子的。
The glory of the cross.
是十字架的荣耀。
The glory.Of your saving sinners unto yourself.
是你救我们到你里边的荣耀。
So we pray that you will move our hearts to believe and to obey.
我们求你改变我们的心，让我们能够顺服你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I'm going to tell you a story about Jesus.
今天我要讲耶稣的一个故事。
But who is Jesus?
那么谁是耶稣？
Perhaps not everyone is familiar with him.
也许有些人还不是太熟悉。
So let me give you an introduction.
那么我给你一个简单的介绍。
Jesus is a historical person.
耶稣是一个历史人物。
He was born about 2,000 years ago.
啊，生于2000多年前。
He was not an American.
他不是个美国人。
He was not Chinese.
也不是中国人。
He was not Korean.
也不是朝鲜人。
He was a Jewish boy.
他是个犹太的男孩。
And he is a very unusual person.
他是一个非凡的人。
Now all of us here have a day of birth.
那么我们都有生日是吗？
And all of us will have a day of death.
那么我们每个人也有死亡的那个日子。
Jesus too.
那耶稣一样的。
He was born.
他生于。
And he died.
他生他死。
But the interesting about Jesus is that today, millions and billions of people celebrate his birthday.
那么耶稣和我们不一样的是今天的上亿的人庆祝他的生日。
And when he died, and today, billions of people remember his death.
那么他死受难那个日子也是上亿的人纪念他受难的那个日子。
But what makes him truly different from us?
那么他和我们究竟什么地方不一样呢？
Is that he has a date of resurrection which you and I will not have.
他有一个复活的日子，这个日子我们还没有。
And once again, billions of people will celebrate that.
那么上亿的人也庆祝他复活的那个日子。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is a very unique human being.
那么圣经呢告诉我们，耶稣呢是个非常不一般的人。
He is not just man, he is God himself.
他不仅仅是人，他也是神。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是创造万物的主。
And do you know what kind of job Jesus held when he was on earth?
在世上耶稣有什么样的工作？你们知道吗？
Well, he was a carpenter.
他是个木匠。
But in reality, he is a physician.
实际上呢，他是一个医生。
He is a highly skilled physician.
他是医术很高明的医
生。Do we have any physicians here?
这里有没有医生在这里？
No.Well, before our children were born, my wife was a pediatrician.
那么我孩子出生以前呢，我太太就是一个儿科医生。
As a pediatrician, she specialized in treating children.
那么作为一个儿科医生呢，她的专长就是给小孩治病。
Jesus too was a specialist.
耶稣呢也是个专科医生。
A very special kind of specialist.
他非常专业的。
Now, have you heard about this term called oncologist?
你们听没听说过那个癌症的医生？
Oncologists treat what? Cancer, right?
那么癌症医生当然就是治。
Now Jesus is a very special kind of oncologist.
那么耶稣呢，也是一个非常特殊的那个治癌症的医生。
He treat a very special kind of cancer.
他所专长的是非常特殊的一种那个癌症。
He is what I call a synecologist.
这就是一个就是罪恶癌症。
You understand what I'm saying? He treat a cancer called sin.
他处理就是一种癌症。
He is not just an oncologist, he is a synecologist.
他不仅仅是一个癌症医生，他是一个罪恶。
The Bible have a prophecy say, when Mary gave birth to a son, this is from Matthew chapter 1, his name shall be called Jesus because he will save his people from his sin, their sins.
那么圣经告诉我们，就在马太福音一章二十一节是这么说的，他要生一个儿子，就是玛利亚要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So Jesus claimed to have power to overcome sin and death.
耶稣呢，他有胜过罪恶和死亡的权利。
He claimed to have power to bring us from here into eternity.
他也有把我们从这里带到永生。
And because of that, even though he's just a Jew, he's also related to us. We Chinese should know Jesus.
那因为这样的，所以呢，他不仅仅是个犹太人，他跟我们也是有关系的。
And to
跟我们中国人也是有关系。
And so today we're going to look at Jesus' first sign.
那么今天我们要看的就是耶稣的第一个神迹。
Let me ask you, is the first sign important?
那么问问你大家，第一个神迹是不是很重要？
Is the first sign important?
是不是第一个神迹很重要？
Of course it's important.
当然应该是很重要。
If I am an artist,
如果我是一个艺术家，
or musician or singer,
或者是一个音乐家，或者是歌唱家。
The first sign will be equivalent to my first exhibition or my first album, my first concert.
那么我个人的第一个事迹，我用事迹，就是我第一次的演出，我第一次的音乐会，我第一次的那个专展。
It is the work that propels me to stardom.
那就我这样的工作就让我成了名人，
一鸣惊人。
Right.
And it's the work that is most representative of me.
那么这些工作呢是代表我的工作，
是我的代表作，对不对？ You know, the first sign is my most representative work.
我第一件的事就是我的最重要的。
So is the first sign important? Of course it is important.
那么第一个神迹是不是重要？当然是重要。
Now you look at this first sign.
那么你现在看一看，
Jesus turned water into wine.
耶稣把水变酒。
Is it a great sign?
这是不是一个伟大的？
Let me ask you again, is it great?
Yes.
Now do we have scientists here?
那么这里有没有科学家？
Now if you are a scientist, you're reading Jesus turning water into wine, you say, wow, that's marvelous.
如果你做科学家，你看见耶稣把水变酒，你说
Well, you have to change the molecular, you know, whatever, in order for that to happen. Only God can do it.
那么你要把里面的分子变了，那么这只有神才能做。
And if you are a business person,
如果你是个生意人，
you say this is a great sign.
那你这是很伟大的神迹。
It can make a lot of money.
那你可以赚很多。
You know, turn water into wine, the best wine.
你能把水变成好酒。
But we are Christian.
那么我们基督徒。
Let me ask you a question. You look at Jesus first sign. Is that a great sign?
那么作为一个基督徒，你看见耶稣这个神迹，你觉得这是不是很伟大的？
You see, I don't think it's a great sign.
那么你会说不一定啊。
You see, Jesus is the Lord of the universe.
那么耶稣呢是世纪宇宙的主。
He's the creator of heaven and earth.
他是创造天地的主。
And you look at this first sign, it just doesn't look that great.
那么你现在看到这第一个神迹，你觉得好像并不是很伟大。
Now if you're familiar with the Bible,
如果你对那个圣经很熟悉，
you know that Jesus can make the blind see.
耶稣可以让瞎眼看见。
He can make the deaf hear.
他让那个聋子听见。
He can make the lame walk.
他让那个瘸子可以走路。
He can even raise the dead person to life.
他可以让死人复活。
And he fed 5,000.
他让五千人吃饱。
So you look at this first sign, it's not that great.
那你现在回头来看这个神迹，觉得这个神迹并不是。
What's that big deal? Turning water into wine. What's that big deal?
那么把水变成酒，好像并不是非常非。
So that's why today we're going to find out exactly why this is his first sign.
那么今天我们就是来看为什么这是耶稣的第一件事。
Let me read to you the first three verses. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciple. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
那么，这约翰福音第二章的第一节到第三节。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在哪里？耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”
See, unlike American wedding, the Jewish wedding could go on for a whole week.
那么不像我们现在美国人的婚礼一样，那个犹太人的婚礼那时候可以有一星期的。
And wine is the most important thing of the party.
那么酒呢是最重要的，是婚礼的最重要的。
You can say that without wine, there's no wedding.
那么你可以说呢，没有酒就没有婚礼。
So when Mary learned that they have no wine, Mary said to Jesus, "Hey Jesus, they ran out of wine."
那么玛利亚呢，看到他们没有酒了，就对耶稣说：“哎呀，他们没有酒了。”
So what do you think she want Jesus to do?
那么你在想，玛利亚想叫耶稣做什么呢？
She wants Jesus to help, right? And she knows that Jesus can help.
她就想要耶稣帮忙，她知道耶稣可以帮忙。
And look at verse 4.
那么大家看第四节。
The most amazing verse. And Jesus replies this. Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come."
那么这节经文很怪的，大家注意 耶稣说母亲啊，原文是妇人，我与你有什么相干，我的时候还没有到。
Yeah, that's right, it's 妇人，you know, 妇人，我与你有什么相关。
对
Come on, Jesus, be nice to your mommy.
耶稣啊，你可对你母亲好一点。
That's not very nice, isn't it?
你这么说话好像对你母亲。
My mom will be extremely mad and say, what you call me, woman?
要是我的母亲，我母亲就对我很不客气了，你叫我什么名字？
Why is Jesus so upset?
为什么耶稣会那么不高兴呢？
He can help, he should help.
他可以帮忙，他也应该。
Now there's a great line in the movie Spider-Man.
那么在那个蜘蛛侠那个电影里面有一句很有
意思。It's that with great power comes great responsibility, right?
那个电影里就说呢，你的权柄很大，那你的责任也很大。
So come on, Jesus, don't be so stingy. Use some power and help us.
就说耶稣啊，别太吝惜了，你有能力，那你就做点大事，帮帮我们。
But Jesus was not very happy that day.
但是呢，耶稣那天并不是。
It looks like he was deep in thought, thinking about something, and then Mary came and shook him a little bit, and he's like, "Why are you bothering me?"
可能是这样的，耶稣呢在深思一件什么样的事。那么玛利亚呢就来，我叫你做事吧。耶稣当时，你打搅我干什么
？What's going on? Let's keep reading. Verse 5.His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jar with water." And they fill it up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. Now Jesus did make a miracle happen.
然后呢，那大家看下面发生了什么事？那么下面呢，就是。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么你们就做什么，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有6口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛2-3桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以掏出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。也大家看到这里确实耶稣还是行了个神迹。
He gave them the best wine.Notice the last verse, verse 11. This, the first of his sign, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory.
那么，请大家注意，第十一节是这么说：这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀。
This is the first of his signs.
这是他第一件神迹。
Is it the Chinese translation is not good?I'm sorry to say that. The English is better. The English says it is the first of his signs.
那英文呢是说 signs.
应该翻出来
信号
对信号记号 yeah. So the English did not say this is the first of his miracle. Now if you say the first of his miracle, it will be他第一个神迹 right? But it's the first of his sign, which means it is 他的第一个记号。
那么英文呢，如果说神迹应该用那个字呢叫 miracle， 那这里并不是用的 miracle， 用的是 sign。
So what is a sign？
那么这个 sign 记号是什么意思？
A sign is not an ordinary miracle。
这个记号呢不是一个普通的神迹。
A sign is a miracle with a message。
那么 a sign 呢，这个记号呢就是个神迹，但这个神迹呢有信息在里面。
So you have to lookat the whole miracle again and look for what is the message.
那么我们大家就要看这个神迹这个符号整体的，然后呢要看过以后下面还有什么。
So let's rewind.
然后我们再回头看。
Let's rewind and ask, why was Jesus so shaken? Why was Jesus so not himself?
那么就想问一问，那天耶稣为什么好像不像我们常读到的耶稣。
Let me ask you, how old was Jesus then?
那么问一下，耶稣那时候有多大了？
How old? 30岁 30, Jesus was about 30.
那时候呢，耶稣大概是30岁。对的。
Was he married or single?
Single.
结婚没结婚？
He's single, yes, he's single, yeah, okay.
单身。
Do we have anyone around 30-year-old who's single here?
现在这里有没有30岁的单身的？
那you have to try imagine, okay? You have to try to imagine.
那么大家就想一想
you are about 30 year old single guy, you go to a wedding, you see the couple walking down the aisle, it's such a beautiful wedding, what would you be thinking?
那么大家想一想，如果你三十岁了你还单身，你到一个婚礼，那婚礼很漂亮，然后那对新郎新娘在中间走，你会想什么？
Now if you have a special someone,
如果你有心上人的话，
you will imagine your own wedding,
你就会想你自己。
You say my wedding will be even better than this.
你说我的婚礼可能比这还要厉害。
Now even if you don't have someone,
如果你还没有心上人的话，
you can still daydream.
那你也可以
想想。Pick whatever your favorite movie star and you say we're walking down the aisle together.
你可以做白日梦，然后想一个很漂亮的人跟你一起。
But Jesus was not happy. He was sad.
但那天的耶稣并不是。
What was he thinking?
他很伤心的，那他在想什么呢
？Oh my God, I'm already 30 years old. I don't even have a girlfriend.
哎呀，我的神啊！我已经三十岁了，我还没有一个女朋友呢。
What about me? Please send me a girlfriend. Is Jesus thinking about that?
我怎么没办呢？请给我。
Why was Jesus so sad at the wedding?
耶稣为什么那
？Let me ask you. Did Jesus get married?
问一下大家，耶稣后来结婚了没？
He did not. Let me ask you, did Jesus have someone in his heart? Did Jesus have a dream girl? You know, the answer is yes. Jesus has a dream girl in his heart. If you remember, when Paul was writing the book of Ephesians,
那么大家看保罗写以弗所书的时候
When Paul was writing about marriage in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul was saying that husband love your wife, wife submit to his husband. You know, he was doing marital counseling.
那么在那个以弗所书五章的保罗是写丈夫应该如何行，妻子应该如何行。
At the end, suddenly Paul said, this is a profound mystery, and I am talking about what? Christ and the church, you see?
然后呢，但是呢，在以弗所书的最后五章的最后一段，以弗所书五章三十二节是这么说的，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
When Paul is thinking about marriage, he cannot help himself, it's about Christ and the church. You see?
保罗说婚姻的时候，他一直都是想着耶稣和教会。
The church is Jesus' dream girl.
教会就是耶稣的心上人。
And at the end, Jesus did get married. Well, Jesus will get married. I shouldn't say did because it hasn't happened yet.
但是在最终的时候，耶稣会有他的婚礼。
In the book of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
那么在
启示录
的第十九章
，It's talk about the wedding of the Lamb。
那么在讲圣羔羊的婚礼。
Let me read to you a couple of verses. Revelation 19:1-7. After this, I heard what seems to be a loud voice of great multitude in heaven crying out, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God." Verse 7, let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory for the marriage of the Lamb, who is Jesus. The marriage of Jesus has come, and his bride, the church, has made herself ready.
好，第十九节，十九章，启示录十九章第一节是这么说的，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚。救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神。第七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。羔羊就是耶稣，心腹也自己预备好了，心腹就是教会。
So Jesus had a dream girl.
耶稣是有个心上
人。And he will marry her.
他到最后是会跟他成功。
But you see, there are many ways to get yourself a bride.
那么，你结婚的话，你要想找个新娘，有好几个办法。
Some people just fall in love.
那么有人呢就相爱。
Some people are set up by family and friends, blind dates.
或者呢就是父母介绍，朋友介绍。
But in the community that I serve,a lot of people will simply go back to China and spend some money and get themselves a bride.
那么我服侍的地方确实是有这样的，就是他们 会到中国花一些钱，然后呢就带一个啊太太回来。
How did Jesus get his bride?
那么耶稣怎么样得到他的新娘呢？
Jesus did not fall in love with her bride, his bride.
那耶稣是不是跟他的新娘相爱？
Jesus was not set up by blind date.
耶稣呢也不是靠人介绍。
Jesus got the bride by purchase.
那耶稣的新娘是买来的。
But Jesus did not pay money to purchase.
耶稣呢并没有付钱。
He did not pay gold, silver, diamond.
他没有用金银或者是钻石。
He bought his bride with his precious blood.
他的新郎是用重价买来，是他的血买。
So when Paul was talking about husband and wife, Paul said, "Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and what? Gave himself for her."
那么，保罗讲，新娘丈夫要爱妻子，
对，
就要像耶稣
爱教会，
教会一样，要把自己为妻子舍命，就像耶稣为教会舍命一样。
Now all of us here who are married.
那么我们在这里是不是大家都结婚？
就是如果有结婚的啊。All of us who are married here, you should count yourself lucky.
如果你是结了婚的呢，那你应该是比较幸运的。
Maybe we bought a diamond ring for our wife, you know?
然后我给我们太太也许买了。
You propose with some flower and all that.
然后呢，你结婚的时候，你求婚的时候，你用鲜花用来求婚。
None of us need to shed our blood. You understand?
我们不需要流血。
Jesus gave himself for the church.
耶稣呢，就叫他什么？
Jesus gave his own life for the church.
耶稣把他自己的命舍了。
Why must Jesus die for his church?
那么耶稣为什么要为教会舍？
Why must Jesus die for his bride?
耶稣为什么要为他的新娘？
Because the church is made up of a very special kind of people.
因为教会里面的人都是非常特殊的。
The church is made up of a very, very, very special kind of people, starting with the letter S.
那么教会里面的人呢是很特殊的，那个起点呢是有罪的。
What is the S stand for?
那个 S 是从哪开始？
Is the church made up of smart people?
教会是不是很聪明的人？
Is the church made up of spiritual people?
那么教会是不是都是很属灵的？
No, the church is made up of sinful people.
那教会实际上都是有罪的。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
那么大家懂了吗？
We are all sinners.
那么我们都是罪人。
That's why we are in the church.
对，我们为什么在教会？
There's a Chinese pastor once said that he said that every church outside should have a big banner.
那么有一个中国牧师说，中国牧师外面那个每个教会外面都要有一个大旗。
And the banner should say something like this.
那么这个大标语应该这么说。
There is not a single good person in this church.
这个教会里没有一个义人，
没有好人，就没有好人就好了。There's not a single good person in this church.
那这个教会里没有一个好人。
Because if they are good, they don't need God.
如果他们要好，是好人的话呢，他必须要神。
Jesus had to die for his church because the church is made up of sinful people.
耶稣要为教会舍命，因为教会里。
And he had to shed his blood because without the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
他一定要流血，因为没有流血，那么罪就不得了。
God is a holy God.
神是圣洁。
We are sinful people.
那么我们是罪人。
Thank you, Jesus. We could come back home.
那么我们应该感谢耶稣基督，我们可以。
Now, do you understand why Jesus was so shaken and sad at the wedding at Cana?
那么现在大家能不能想象耶稣那天在加拿的那个婚宴上
When he saw people getting married, he is thinking about his own wedding.
他看见大家他看见那个婚礼，他在想他自己。
He was thinking about his own bride.
他在想他自己的新娘。
And he knew that in order for him to have his wedding, he must shed blood.
他知道他要有他自己的婚礼，他一定要流血。
That's why he was so shaken. That's why he said, "Woman, what has this to do with me?"
这也是那天他为什么很悲伤，他就说：“妇人，这和我有这与我有什么相干
？”Let me translate for you.
那么我跟大家
，That's what Jesus said. He said, "Woman, why are you troubling me? My soul is exceedingly sorrowful. Can't you see that I'm thinking about my own wedding? And in order for me to have my wedding, I have to die on the cross."
我说妇人呢，你不要再惹我了，我现在是在想我的婚礼，但是我的婚礼我是要死在十字架上。
He was so shaken.
他很悲伤。
Let's see how Jesus did his miracle.
那么大家再回头看看
Verse 6. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20-30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, fill the jar with water, and they filled them up to the brim, and he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it.
那么咱们仔细再看一下这个圣经，他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们去做什么，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣又对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以跑出来，送给管宴席的，他们就送去。
You see, if Jesus simply wants to perform a miracle,
如果耶稣仅仅想行一个神迹的话，
If Jesus simply wants to give them more wine,
如果耶稣仅仅是想给他们更多的酒，
He could use the same wine jar that they were holding wine, right? You understand?
那你那个盛酒的那个杯子，那个大桶都还在吗？他完全可以用那个。
But he specifically asked for the 6 jar outside where the water is for what? For purification.
但是呢，他特别指定那外面的六口石缸，那个石缸的水用来干什么呢？是犹太人洁净的规矩。
You see, to the Jews, wedding is a holy place.
那么对犹太人来说，婚宴是很圣洁。
So when you come into a wedding, you have to wash yourself clean, purify yourself.
那么你去参加个婚礼之前，你进去的时候，你一定要把自己洁净了，洗干净。
It's like in their mind, when they're in the world, they mix with the Gentiles and all, and they're all unclean. They cannot come to God. So before they come into this holy wedding, they need to have water to cleanse their own dirt and their own sin.
在世上呢，他们有可能跟外邦人接触，所以他们是不洁净。他们要到婚礼这个很圣洁的这个仪式上来，他们一定要经过这里，一定要把自己洗干净，一定要洁净自己。
So when Jesus specifically asked for the purification water to be used for his miracle, he is telling us that the wine that he produced had the power to wash away sins.
耶稣为什么要指定那个洁净缸里的水用呢？因为那里的水变成酒了以后，那些酒可以洗净我们的罪。
What kind of wine can wash away sin?
那么什么样的酒才能够把罪洗净呢？
Can you think of another place where Jesus was drinking wine?
那么大家想一想，圣经里面哪个地方耶稣还在喝酒？
You know, they don't have soda, they don't have orange juice, all they have is water and wine. You know, can you think about another place where Jesus was drinking wine?
圣经里面没有 soda, water, 也没有，圣经里面只有水和酒。大家想一想，在圣经什么地方耶稣还要喝酒？
In the Last Supper.
最后的晚餐。
Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 26, he raised up the cup and he said, the cup of wine, he said, this is what? My blood.Is the blood of the covenant.
大家想那个最后的晚餐，就是在马太福音26章28节。26章28节是这么说的：因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，是罪得赦免。
This is the blood of the covenant which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is saying this is the wine of the covenant. He said it's the blood of the covenant.
那么 那天耶稣喝的是酒，但是耶稣说呢，这是我立约的血，为众人流，洗净众人。
So do you see what this story is about now?
现在大家是不是知道这个故事是讲什么？
Jesus is not doing a routine miracle.
那么耶稣的这个神迹不是一个一般的。
It is a sign of the kingdom of God.
是关于天国的一个神迹。
This sign is about his life.
这是他一生的
一生。This is about King Jesus coming down from heaven to earth and shed his blood.
这耶稣他本来是王，从天降到人间，为世人流血。
And when he shed his blood, he will purchase with his blood a bride, and they will have a wedding of the Lamb in eternity.
他为世人流血，他用他的血买重价买了他的心腹。新娘，然后在永生中，他和新娘会。
Jesus' blood is the best wine.
那么耶稣的血
Jesus' blood will fill sinners' hearts with gratitude and joy. And Jesus' blood will take us to the wedding of the Lamb. You know, as a pastor, I often have opportunity to marry people in public ceremony. Now, very often, the day before the actual wedding, what do you have? You will have a wedding rehearsal. Now, what's the difference between a wedding rehearsal and the real wedding? All the differences in the world. Now, during the rehearsal, only a few people are there. But at the real wedding, every seat is filled. During the rehearsal, the couple usually wear t-shirt and jeans. And I usually wear t-shirt and jeans too. But in the real wedding, they will have you wearing this beautiful wedding gown and tuxedo. Going to a wedding rehearsal is like watching TV on a black and white TV. You understand what I mean?
那么婚礼的预演呢，就像一个黑白电视一样。But
the next day when the real thing comes, it's like watching your favorite show on HGTV.
那么等到真正的婚礼呢，你就像看一个演出，是在那个高清晰电视。The
real wedding is so good, so perfect.
那么真正的婚礼真的好，真的完美。But
what if I tell you that all the weddings in this world, no matter how great, how beautiful they are not the real thing?
那么如果我告诉你们，这个世上的所有的婚礼，不管它怎么漂亮、怎么好，但都还不是真正的婚礼。What
if I tell you that all the great and beautiful weddings of this world, they are but a rehearsal?
如果我说这是真正的婚礼，世上所有的婚礼加在一起，它也只不过是一个婚礼的意思。That's
what the Bible tells us, that all the wedding in this world is but a small rehearsal of one big wedding.
圣经也这么告诉我们，这个世上的这么多的婚礼加在一起，这是个很小的一个婚礼的预言。It's
the wedding of the Lamb to His church.
那么将来真正的婚礼就是圣羔羊和他教会的婚礼。Human
wedding will end. And will end very soon, very fast within a day. But when Jesus Christ returns and marries His bride, the church, there will be a celebration through eternity. Do you watch the opening ceremony of the 2008 Olympic Games?
那么2008年的那个北京奥运，大家那个开幕式，大家看到没有？
Do you notice the masses of performers?
那么在你们注意到没有？那么多人在表演。
15,000 performers, unbelievable.
15,000人在表演。
And think about the spectator. How many people were there in that stadium?
那天观众有多少呢？
100,000.
有10万观众。
100,000 and 15,000 performers all over the world. It's not just Chinese. It's not so difficult to get 100,000 Chinese together, right? But this is international crowd. Spectacular fireworks. And you remember legendary Chinese gymnast Li Ning flying in midair. You remember that? Now, imagine that it is not the Olympic, it is a wedding. Imagine that this being the ultimate wedding of the world. In fact, it's multiple times greater than that. It's infinite times greater than that. That is what is going to be like when Jesus returns. Do you see? I want to read to you from Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
请大家打开
启示录
启示录的第七章第九节。
Let me read to you about the scene that we're going to see. After this, I look and behold a great multitude that what? No one could number. There's so big a crowd that no one could number. From every nation and all tribes and peoples and language.
那么大家请读。此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。
It's a truly international event.
确实是一个国际性。
It's unbelievable. No one can count the number of people who are there.
这不可思议的，因为没有人能数出来多少。
That's what Jesus' wedding will be like.
那么耶稣的婚礼就是这样。
And we, the church.
那么我们
we will fly up the air like Li Ning. And we'll be wedded to Jesus for eternity.
He's
our Savior.
He's
our King. Do you want to be at that wedding? You know, all of us are invited. It's free. But you must have a ticket. You have to come to Jesus for a ticket. And when you receive your ticket, you will see Jesus' blood stamp on it. It's by His blood that we can enter. Jesus once said this parable. He said, those who are well have no need of a physician.
那么没病的人不需要医生的。
But those who are sick, I came to call not the righteous, but the sinners.
这么说的，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人。
Are you sick?
是招罪。
Are you sick?
那么你们是不是有病？
Are you sick? Are you sinner?
大家是不是病人？
If you are, come to Jesus.
如果你是的话，请到耶稣基督。
Will you come?
会不会来呢？
Will you come to the wedding of the Lamb?
你会不会到圣羔羊的婚礼？
I will be going.
那么我会去。
I hope to see you there too.
那我希望我能在那。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father.
天父。
This is a great sign.
这是一个伟大的
记号。It's not a miracle.
不仅仅是个神迹。
It's so much greater than a miracle.
它比一个神迹。
It's a miracle with a message.
这是一个神迹也有。
Life-giving message, life-saving message.
这是给人生命、救人得生命的信息。
It's about your son.
这是关于你独生爱子。
It's about his whole life.
这是关于他的一生的。
It's about his mission.
这也是他的一生的使命。
Lord, as we celebrate Christmas this year,
主啊，当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候
，Let us be reminded that He was born to die.
让我们记住，他生就是为了我们死。
He was born to die that we may have His blood as wine for the wedding of the Lamb.
他出生，他死，他的血就是我们婚宴上的酒。
And the blood was shed that He may purchase for Himself a bride.
他的血是为我们新郎新娘舍的。就把我们有重价买。
Praise God for your love.
赞美主。
Praise Jesus for your sacrifice.
赞美耶稣。
Praise the Holy Spirit for your presence here with us, that we may know that these are all true.
赞美圣灵，因为你和我们在一起，让我们知道这都是真的。
May your name be glorified in this church.
愿你的名在这个教会得荣耀。
Each and every one of our life.
在我们每一个人的生命中得荣耀。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
And we pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.